is on Schrodinger's unified field theory, physics by public relations, by Paul Halper.
Okay. My talk is going to be about the interactions between Schrodinger and Einstein during the 1940s about developing a unified field theory. ...1943 was a critical juncture in Einstein's work towards a unified field theory. At that point, he had just published a paper with Wolfgang Pauli about proving that a five-dimensional unified field theory that they had developed did not work, did not have adequate solutions. And Einstein and Pauli wrote in the paper, when one tries to find a unified theory of the gravitational electromagnetic fields, he cannot help feeling that there's some truth in Kaluza's five-dimensional theory, yet its foundation is unsatisfactory. This was some work that Einstein had been doing since the 1930s, trying to pursue a unified field theory in five dimensions along the Kaluza model. However, Einstein and Pauli in their paper found that there were no non-singular solutions with mass and charge that could correspond to electrons. So Einstein later wrote that he gave up a Kaluza version of a unified field theory. Meanwhile, Schrodinger was in Dublin at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies and began to pursue the idea of a unified field theory himself. In March 1943, he wrote to Einstein with his own ideas. And remarkably, these were based upon Einstein's abandoned 1923 affine unification, had nothing to do with the Kaluza-type unification. And Schrodinger's motivation was that he was continued to be disturbed by probabilistic quantum theory and wanted to find something deeper. Einstein's advice was friendly but cautious. Einstein wrote, regarding an affine solution of the electricity problem, I have become completely skeptical. This thing has found a beautiful place in the graveyard of my unfulfilled hopes. Nevertheless, he was kind enough to review Schrodinger's work, and he began to become interested in it. And he was really excited that Schrodinger was interested in the unified field theory idea, since Einstein had worked on it alone for so long. For 1943, and then there was a break, and in 1946, Schrodinger and Einstein had a pretty detailed correspondence about ideas for expanding general relativity by removing certain symmetries, and by Schrodinger's idea was to identify some of the extra terms with meson fields. Einstein was very upset by this idea. He felt that the problem of gravitation and electromagnetism should be solved first before looking at nuclear forces. Finally, in 1947, January 1947, Schrodinger hastily concluded within a matter of weeks that he had the correct form of the unified field theory. He arranged to present his work at the Royal Irish Academy, and he began to speak freely to the press about it as if it was a major breakthrough, and that he finally had resolved Einstein's long-sought goal of unification. This announcement to the press came as a complete shock to Einstein. And Einstein received a letter in February 1947 from the New York Times. Dear Professor Einstein, I'm taking the liberty to send you photostats of two recent papers by Professor Schrodinger on the unified field theory. I'm sending similar copies to Professor Wigner, Oppenheimer, and a number of others working in the field in order to make Dr. Schrodinger's latest work available as quickly as possible to the American scientific world. If on perusing the papers you find yourself in agreement with Dr. Schrodinger, I would deeply appreciate a statement to you to that effect from the New York Times. And this had been after Einstein had been coaching Schrodinger and collaborating with Schrodinger for a matter of years, and this came as a complete surprise. And to make matters worse, the paper that Schrödinger wrote seemed to be very, very certain that he had developed the right approach. Schrödinger started off by saying, the nearer one approaches truth, the simpler things become. I have the honor of laying before you today the keystone in the affine field theory, and thereby the solution of a 30-year-old problem, the competent generalization of Einstein's great theory of 1916. Imagine Einstein reading that. And Schrödinger's idea was to remove a symmetry condition for the affine connection, and he found that he could develop a Lagrangian for a unified field theory based on the square root of the determinant of the Einstein tensor. And he was so excited about coming up with this idea, even though he knew it was simple. He said, I'm prepared to see some of my mathematical friends shaking their heads. I should not wonder if some of them thought, the fool, if it is simple as all that, why, by God, did he not try that before? Gosh, that is the simplest, most suggestive Lagrange function, which anybody would, of course, try out first. Einstein and Eddington's theory did not work. They gave it up. Why should it work now? Is it the Irish climate? Well, yes, perhaps it is the very favorable climate of 64 Merrion Square, which is where his institute was in Dublin, where one has time to think. And his paper placed his own theory in the context of 2,500 years of work on atomic research, starting with Democritus. And he was humble. He humbly said, it is not very becoming for a scientist to go and advertise his own discoveries. But since the press wishes, I submit it to them. And here is a press clipping from the Irish press, which emphasizes how much the Irish press thought that Schrödinger had made a breakthrough. They called it a scientific theory of his importance to take a step beyond Einstein's theory of relativity, and that Schrödinger is the Einstein of the day by developing it. Finally, Einstein released a press release himself, which was translated by Strauss. And it said, Schrödinger's latest attempt can be judged so far only on the basis of its mathematical formal qualities, but not from the point of view of truth, i.e. agreement with the facts of experience. Even from this point of view, I can see no special advantages over the theoretical possibilities known before, rather the obvious. So first, he puts it down by saying it's only math, and then saying, well, the math isn't even really that important. As an incidental remark, I want to stress the following. It seems undesirable to me to present such preliminary attempts to the public in any form. It is even worse when the impression is created that one is dealing with definite discoveries regarding physical reality. The reader gets the impression that every 5 minutes there is a revolution in science, somewhat like the coup d'etat in some of these smaller, unstable republics.
2 minutes.
This shattered the warm relationship between Einstein and Schrödinger. It was never the same. As Schrödinger's biographer described, Schrödinger put the materials in a file marked Einstein Schweinerei, meaning mess. He largely developed his unification pursuits. And Schrödinger was really dismayed about how Einstein took this whole thing. So in conclusion, why the hyperbole? Why was Schrödinger putting out all this material to the press at such an early stage? Well, he wrote in a letter to Einstein that one of the reasons was to help raise funds for the Institute, but that didn't seem a very solid reason. It's clear that Schrödinger really thought it was a major breakthrough worthy of publicity. He was about to turn 60, and he saw that as somehow a God-given chance to make a new major contribution at that time in his life. It also gave him a reason for his exile to Ireland, which he never expected to go to, but he ended up somehow in Ireland, which was neutral during the war, and that gave him time uniquely to think about these more theoretical ideas. And he didn't anticipate Einstein's negative reaction. He saw scientists in a role of revealing truth, and in his paper he wrote, well, who am I? This question is meant in general, the I not referring just to the present writer. The image of God, gifted with power of thought to try to understand his world, however naive my attempt at this, I do have to value it higher than scrutinizing nature for the purpose of inventing a device to say, avoid splashing my spectacles and eating a grapefruit, other very handy conveniences in life. So he saw this as a higher mission from God than to just come up with a simple invention. And he also wrote in a later book about the value of popularization in his book, Science and Humanism. He said, if you cannot in the long run tell everyone what you've been doing, you're doing it has been working. So that's it. Yes.
Did Schrödinger feel that he didn't have adequate recognition for the Veltkin that he's known for?
He was unhappy with the way his theories were used, how his matter waves became turned into a kind of probabilistic wave function, and somehow he felt that corrupted his original theories. And he wanted to return to the idea of quantum physics to see if he could come up with a way to make it more deterministic, perhaps through general relativity.
1943
was. Well, Schrödinger was in Ireland and Einstein was in the United States. So it was fairly easy to communicate.
At the same time, I think before Schrödinger published his papers, actually published a paper coming from the same equation coming from the same atom. Is there any reference? Any references to Sachs' paper?
No, I hadn't. But a lot of people, things are rediscovered again and again.
It's considered a good case of parallel discovery.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for giving us this new insight into a hero's